Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm the college dropout, Matt, and to my left is my very sick, very terminally ill Tiger Taylor. He's not with me tonight, so hopefully he's listening. Thoughts and prayers sending out to Tiger. I know he's been battling migraines for the past week. So hopefully he gets better soon and returns to the show. So here at Matt and Tiger BLS, we hope you have a wonderful Thursday. We want to say thank you so much for listening to our show. I hope that you learn a lot and it helps you succeed in life. So there's one favor I ask for you, from you. Please take 5 minutes out of your day to rate and review us on iTunes. We would love some feedback, negative or positive. Not that big of a deal. We just want feedback. We were going to go over chapter, I think, 4 of Dale Carnegie, How to Win and Influence People. But I read the headline, and it said, first impressions. And that's basically what I got out of it. So from there, I decided just to go off script and talk about first impressions. Tonight, I actually had a networking group that I went to, and this was my first time in this networking group. I'm telling you, I had a blast. Blew away a lot of people, and then again, other people blew me away because of their appearance, their body language, and how they were just themselves. So today, I'm going to go over, I think, 8 tips? Was it 8 tips? 8 to 9 tips on how you can make a great first impression. Well, it only takes 3 to 5 seconds for someone to evaluate you when you first meet them. 3 to 5 seconds. We already have an opinion of somebody within the first 3 to 5 seconds. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Some people are going to hate you, dislike you, just because of the color of your skin. So those are the things that we cannot help. Some people don't like short people. Some people don't like fat people. Some people don't like white people, black people, purple people, red people. So they're already judging you already. But it takes 3 to 5 seconds for someone to evaluate the way you look in your first impression. So here's some tips. Let's go over these one by one. Let's go over number one, appearance. Now, appearance. Dress for what you're going for. Now, I call it dress for purpose. All the time. Dress for purpose all the time. Just like today, I went to the marketing group. I wore a nice button-up with some jeans, a nice little blazer, great shoes. And they're really cool, the ensemble together. It was a nice pocket square. Now, dress with purpose all the time, wherever you go, because you never know who you're going to meet. You could meet your wife or your husband or your future girlfriend or future hookup within the first. If you're shopping for sweet potatoes on aisle 4. So the next one is to be on time. I can't say that enough, is to be on time. Vince Lombardi said, if you're on time, you're 15 minutes early, I believe. Sorry, guys, I just got distracted. My wife was coming in here to show me some sweet potatoes that are rotten that she's trying to feed me for lunch. But, so, be on time. Wherever you go, be on time, because it's very disrespectful, I see, to be late. Like, you're an hour late or 30 minutes late. If I'm going to spend my time, if I'm going to cook for you, take time out of my day, you better be on time, because that's the time that I can't get back waiting for you. Number 3 is body language. Nonverbal communication and how you carry yourself is very critical to the people around you. It's crazy that we're so animalistic still to this day. So stand up tall, shoulders back, be proud of who you are. Now number 4 is to be verbal. Be verbal. Speak in a manner that is deserving. Don't use slang. Don't use shorthand answers. Just be verbal. Be elegant. Be verbal. Pronounce those words, get rid of all the slang. Sound educated. Number 5 is to listen. It can't be no simpler than that. Just listen. Just, if someone's speaking to you, don't be on your phone. Don't be distracted with something else. Don't be watching TV. Have one-on-one contact. That's what we're missing a lot nowadays, is the one-on-one contact. So number six is to be yourself. Just be yourself. Be who you are. Say if you're buying a drink for a lady and you're trying to buy her a drink. Are you really being yourself? Are you buying it because you want to sleep with her? Are you buying it because you want to be, because you're attracted to her? Are you buying her a drink because you want to be, get something out of it later? Or are you buying her a drink just because that's who you are? Just same out with your friends. If you are with your friends, just be who you are. Now, this is a loud, crazy you. A lot of people will get taken back by it, but that's okay. Just be you. Number seven is smile. Show those pearly whites. Just smile. Earlier I said that we were animalistic. Now, if you want to intimidate somebody, all you got to do is just show your teeth, show your canines, rub your tongue across of it, and it's amazing how people will react to that, because we're so animalistic. We see that as a threat. We see that as dominance. We see that as fighting, and it's so crazy. Number eight is to compliment somebody. Us men, we see everything straight out in front of us. We don't look down. We don't look sideways. We see everything straight out in front of us. So if you're talking to a woman, if you're talking to a female or someone that you're interested to, look down, look around. Pay attention to what's going on. Look at her shoes. Compliment on her shoes. If you're looking at the gentleman, look at his lapel. Look at his watch. Look at his rings, his hair, maybe his earrings. Compliment on something, because if you're having a meeting or if you're trying to make a great first impression and you compliment on them, they're going to remember you. They're going to remember you, and whenever you have a conversation again, they're going to pick up on that. They're going to be, okay, this guy made me feel good. He's confident. He's paying attention to me. He knows what I like. He's starting to get to know me. He feels comfortable with you. So those are just some things that you can do to make a great first impression. What are your favorite first impressions? What do you like to do? I got the chat line open, so if you are free, jump on in the chat. Sorry, guys, I'm just looking for this thumb drive that I had after I was doing some research today. And, of course, one of my big things is always have fresh breath. Please have fresh breath. There's nothing worse than going up to talk to somebody and they have horrible, horrible breath. Just a piece of gum, a Tic Tac mouthwash right before you go meet somebody. That's always great. Another thing is make eye contact. Stay focused on the person you're speaking with. And certainly not anything else. Of course, that we said give that attention. But making eye contact means focus on that person's nose or mouth and focus on the words that they say. I like to have a sense of humor when I'm meeting with somebody. Don't try to be too funny or try too hard. Just be yourself once again. Don't use the really lame jokes or lines while being serious. But tell a few jokes. Don't call anybody out. And most definitely do not do that. Be like, oh, look what they're wearing, and make fun of them. No. Another thing that you could do is whenever you're talking to someone, and usually the first question you ask is, hey, what do you do for a living? No, don't ask that. Be like, hey, what do you do for fun? Make that the first question. Because you're taking time to think and ask outside of the box. So that'll throw them off, and you'll actually get deeper into the conversation. So, but that's all I have for today. Not a whole lot. So, as for me, I'm Matt. I'm the College Dropout. Good night, everyone.